Everybody agrees this is the best congressional district in America, right? Oh, what an honor to be here with all of the leaders at every level of government, including tribal governments and stakeholders from every possible perspective to take this important step forward. I want you to know I was listening very, very carefully and attentively to Governor Brown and Secretary Jewell and all the other terrific speakers, but I also couldn't help notice what was going on behind them. As a steelhead fisherman, I was fascinated to see that there are sea lions having a pretty good fishing day behind us. They've been enjoying some of the downrunning steelhead, some of the last of this year's run. You have seen osprey working the estuary. You've seen flocks of birds working over carcasses that were left over from the sea lion. And even a few minutes ago, a huge golden eagle floated across the mouth of the river and landed in that tree over there. So as much as we have damaged the Klamath River, as much as we have starved it of the cold, clean water it needs for decades, the ecological heart of this river is still very much alive. And by virtue of the leadership that we are showing today, it will once again thrive. The soul of the Klamath River is also very much alive. And you see it in the Native American peoples and communities that are represented here today. I want to thank some of them that have not yet been thanked, and that is the ladies to my right, who they've been standing there so patiently as speaker after speaker has made their remarks, and they've stood up straight. Their feet must be killing them. But they look absolutely wonderful in their traditional clothing, and they help form an important backdrop and context for this wonderful milestone we're celebrating here today. So I hope you are enjoying the district that I'm so privileged to represent here on the North Coast and getting a good look at the tall trees, the Wild River, and other rivers we have in this area that support mighty salmon runs and steelhead, and the people who are fiercely connected to the land, the Yurok, the Karuk, the Hoopa tribes, people that hold the Klamath River at the very heart of their cultures. This agreement to tear down four dams upstream from here is a show of the tenacity that tribes and fishermen and conservationists and the federal government and the states of California and Oregon, also the local governments and communities that I represent, that they have brought to this issue, to rebuilding this incredible river and its once famous salmon runs. Now, we know that Congress was supposed to actually put these things into action. That's how it was supposed to work. And I spent the better part of 3 years working with many of you here today to try and make that happen. But when it became clear that obstructionists in Congress simply were not going to be part of the solution, this community and the groups represented here today did not give up. You knew that this was too important to give up, and so you came together and you are now moving forward with existing legal authority to decommission these dams. This agreement could not come at a better time. Last month, we learned that so few salmon are expected to return to the Klamath River that tribes won't even be able to harvest one fish per member of the tribe. They won't even come close to that. That is a shameful reality. This is just devastating. Commercial and sport fishermen and the businesses that rely on them will also be hard hit. And we've been here before. Over the past 20 years, salmon disasters have become almost routine on the West Coast. Every time that the fishery fails, every time we allow that to happen, it costs the federal government tens of millions of dollars, and our communities suffer even more. But we don't have to keep doing the same thing over and over again. We don't have to watch helplessly as our fisheries decline past the point of no return. Tearing out these four dams on the Klamath River will be a huge leap forward for the river. It will open up hundreds of miles of salmon spawning habitat. It'll get rid of shallow reservoirs that trap warm water and cause algae blooms. It will help repair a long injustice to tribes and communities all along the river. Removing these dams is not the only solution, of course, to the problems on the Klamath. There still must be better flows, habitat restoration and tributaries, and water quality improvements. And the parties who have signed the KHSA are working with farmers and ranches in the Upper Basin to make headway on all of those issues. I really want to applaud that ongoing effort, and I want to promise all of you that I stand ready to bring to Congress any good ideas that may come out of this continued collaboration and hopefully get Congress out of the mode of obstruction and into the mode of leadership and problem solving and collaboration with all of you. So I want to thank you for being here today, and I am now pleased to introduce our final speaker, the Yurok Tribal Chair, Thomas O'Rourke. And I was telling Tom before we all gathered here that, gosh, this is a great day, and he corrected me. He said, my people don't make that judgment until the sun sets. So what I will say in inviting Tommy up to the podium is, Tom, so far this looks like a great day. And I am confident that when the sun does set, we're all going to be very, very proud of this historic step forward and this wonderful day. Tom O'Rourke.